Today is January 13th, 2015. I am Ashley Anap of ashleyanap.com. I woke up today with this really tight sense of anxiety on my chest, like I'm just waiting to get into a fight with somebody. And I don't know why. I don't know. Does this happen to you guys? Do you ever just like wake up and you have this feeling of tension and like everything kind of gets you the wrong way and you're just like, I don't know. Everything is, ah. And like, it's not like cranky. I'm not like kicking stuff and like yelling at the dog and like slamming coffee cups around. It's more like ideas are rubbing you the wrong way. And you're, everything you look at, you're like, well, that's just a really simplified version of looking at that. This is ridiculous. They're not even considering the other perspectives. And you're like, I should comment on that. And then you're like, well, if I comment on it, I'm going to spend all day talking about this. And I don't really want to. One, because I don't know what the heck I'm talking about. And two, because that's really just not what I want to spend all day doing. Like, some people get a high from arguing, and I'm not that person. In a movie, I would not be the main character who's always going up and showing people what's what. I'd be like one of the comedic relief or unlikable characters that's there as a gag. Like, I just want somebody in charge that I can trust. And I'm like, okay, good. I don't have to question stuff anymore. But there's nobody like that in real life. Like, nobody like that ever exists. There's no actual leader that you can look to for all your decisions all the time. Like, you can put your faith in certain people. You're like, okay, this is my accountant. He'll take care of all my accounting things. I will have faith in him. And then you're like, this is my lawyer. I will trust that he can do his lawyerly duty better than I could. And like, when I need a recipe, I'm like, ah, this is the Food Network website. I will look at the Food Network website and I will pick recipes because I trust them with cooking authority more than I have cooking authority because I don't know what I'm doing. But like, when it comes down to like moral and political stuff, it gets really complicated and it's very confusing. So I woke up in that kind of mood today where everything kind of rubbed me the wrong way and I almost like commented on stories and I didn't. And it's very weird. It's a weird feeling. And I don't know. I think I just need to go like do something really engrossing for a while and get my mind out of this negative state that it's in right now. So what have I been working on for the last week or two? And I'm only mentioning this because this is like something that happens to me like once or twice a week and it like takes a lot of energy out of me, like fighting the urge to go and I get this urge to go and get into a lot of arguments. And it's really bad because I don't enjoy it, but like it's a compulsion and I have to fight it. And last week, the way I avoided having this feeling at all was to not be on the computer. I wasn't on the computer at all last week. I spent all of my time on the couch or at the drawing desk drawing. I was on the computer a little bit. I looked at Patreon. I looked at my email. And I looked at meetup.com because hopefully we'll be having a meeting with the anime group next week. But I didn't like browse Facebook. I didn't browse Twitter. I didn't do any of that. There was no avenue for like the divisive new ideas to hit me. And that's why I avoided that last week. And it was actually a very serene, peaceful week. I looked at the internet today. And it's a problem because I can't live like that. Like, you can't accomplish anything if you're never online, you're not swapping ideas, you're not keeping up to date with stuff. But I feel like it affects me, like, so much more agonizingly than it does other people. Like, if there's a conflict, it'll be in my head all day, and I can't shake it off. And it'll be, like, over the stupidest things. And I know the other person, after writing that comment, has walked away through the computer, they're watching TV, drinking a soda, then they're going out for a jog, and they're having fun, and they haven't thought about it all day. They won't think about it until they get back to the computer that night, and if they see a reply. But I'm just, like, preoccupied, mulling it over. Oh my god, did I say the wrong thing? Did I say the right thing? Morally, where am I standing on this? Is morality even real? Like, it'll just twist in my head, and not in, like, a fun, playful way, but, like, in a horrible, anaconda suffocating you way. And I know that's not neurotypical. I know that's not a healthy reaction to it. And I tried meditation a while ago, but that didn't really help. And so the best solution I can find is avoidance. But like I said, you can't really have a full life like that, just trying to avoid the stimuli that causes you negativity. And I can't just find a way to be at home with the feelings, because if I submit to them, then I find myself, like, staring at a wall, eating Pringles for an hour and a half, just, like, listening to sad music, and it doesn't work. Like, it doesn't work for me. And, this is just, like, one of the biggest obstacles to my productivity. It's not the time management, it's not getting the work done, or fear of being bad at the work, because I already know that I'm not good or talented at anything I do. It's this mental occupation by the enemy forces. And it shouldn't feel like that. It should feel like fun flirting with new ideas, and it doesn't. I was actually looking when I went shopping, at the store, the organic, whatever, local food store. They had, like, an entire section for supplements, and I was looking at them, and they had ones called Emotional Wellness and Stress Management, and I was like, oh, hey, look at these, and I was looking at them, and then I turned it around, and it was, like, not approved by the FDA, and I was like, oh, wait, I remember seeing a documentary video about this. Like, apparently the supplement company, like, strong-arms the FDA, and so does everyone else, so it doesn't have a lot of power anymore. And that was kind of a bummer, because I would have liked to buy the pills knowing that they weren't filled with cat urine, sawdust, and pencil shavings. Like, that would have been really awesome if I could have had the confidence that the pills actually had something in them that was anything besides a placebo. But because it wasn't approved by the FDA, I put it back and didn't get it. I guess I'll just have to wait until I can visit the doctor, or maybe I need to exercise more. Maybe it's just I have too much spare energy. I don't know. And the reason I've gone on for so long is because I did a lot last week, okay? I drew for hours upon hours upon hours. But the only thing I did is I sat at my table and I drew in my sketchbook. And I watched a bunch of dubbed anime. And I watched videos from FZD School, which is a school of design in Singapore that has a lot of emphasis on video game and entertainment design, which is really awesome. But that's all I did. Like, there's not much more to say. I sat there with a mechanical pencil and I drew. And then I covered over it with some, fine line Sharpies. Like, hours and hours of just doing that. I made actually through two dub series. I made it through Pre-Tier, which I tweeted about, and then Save Me Lollipop, which, I do not recommend watching. I also, watched some reality TV with my husband. We watched a bunch of, like, Kitchen Mission Impossible, and he likes Kitchen Nightmares, but I think Ramsay, you know, he's too rude. Like, I guess he's good with kids and stuff, but he's just like, how could you not get really mad and want to throw a platter in his face when he talks to you like that? But, I guess when you're failing, you have to swallow your pride and take whatever help you can get. But it seems like in these reality TV shows, the downfall is always hubris. It's always hubris and stubbornness and not being willing to listen. And that's really hard for me because I'm a really arrogant person. Like, I'm so full of hubris. I'm like a hubris balloon. And at the same time, there's that other side of it where, because you're so full of it, when someone pokes you, you just go, oh no! You go flying around the room, leaving a trail of tears in your wake. And that's what basically happens in all of these shows. And it's just really fascinating to see how it's the same problem in every single episode. It's not the economy. It's not the surrounding competition. It's hubris, bad management, bad people skills, and inability to acknowledge your own faults. And I'm sure they weed out the shows that actually would, the restaurants actually would fail because of the economy and the competition. But I'm just thinking that's, like, so interesting, and it's just kind of like the narrative of all these reality shows about the kitchen stuff and the failing businesses. So yeah, that's what I did this week. I'm probably going to go back and work on Funny Potions some more. I worked on that for about, like, 4 hours, 5 hours, so I've got to go and approve a bunch of the changes that Lily Fox did for me. And we might have a new narrator. I'm not going to announce anything because we've dropped the ball so many times before, but here's hoping. All right, I'll see you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.